Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You just set your drink down by
my nose. Are we rolling?
Yes, and you set your drink down by my nose, and it made my eyes water. Y'all, poodle.
You know what? We all need our sinuses cleared.
Poodle.
If not by a big dick, then by a drink.
Poodle is to vodka what Jasmine is to lip fillers. Very close.
Ooh, and contouring.
Ooh.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
This is episode. What is this? What show is this?
Y'all, welcome to 90-day gate.
So we've done so much today. We've had pizza.
We did have pizza.
We did a Patreon episode a minute ago.
We did, y'all. Welcome to 90
Day
Gays.
This is 90 Day Gays.
This is how.
And
you,
I'm Poodle.
You're Poodle, aka Jake
I'm
Anthony.
Jake Anthony.
James Jacob Anthony.
Thank you for letting the IRS find me.
And I'm Matthew Stephen Marr. And
that's right. It's with a V, right? The shitty way.
I like it better than a.
Why?
Because I don't want a PH. It's defined. It's weird for me. No, I like V.
It's not weird. It's correct.
It's after my uncle, who's a really good man. I love it.
His name wasn't good.
I like it. No. That's what they did in the 50s and 60s. It was Steve with the V.
Why? Because they couldn't write a PH?
I don't know why.
In Oklahoma, they couldn't scrawl it out?
Maybe. I like it.
But
anyway.
Anyway, people say we say things at the same time. Some people in the reviews said they thought we were brothers.
No.
And no.
We're sisters.
We're sisters.
So, y'all,
from another
welcome to 90 Day Gays. This is episode season 7, episode 5. We need to talk.
We need to talk.
That's the name of this
episode. We need
to
talk about Kevin.
We need to talk about
Kevin?
This episode. y'all, first of all, we want to talk about how much we appreciate y'all.
We have some announcements.
Yes, the Apple Podcast reviews have blown up. We appreciate y'all.
This is like every bad school day when your principal say, and now it's time for some announcements.
we have a little.
And y'all, it's time for some announcements.
The teacher's lounge. We've got two teachers butt fucking in the hall.
And today lunch is pizza with some corn, and then there's going to be some salad. You don't have to get milk if you want. We can have water. That was a big deal at my elementary school.
Sorry, we're out of salad. We just have bowls of ranch.
That was my school. Just had bowls of ranch.
They tried to do a quote of the day one time, but it just kept getting worse because we were like, that's fucking stupid.
Like, y'all, that's like, how Poodle used to talk before he moved to California.
That's fucking stupid. Everything was talking like this. And my front teeth were sticking out like a goddamn jackass.
Whenever I do someone who's like a dumbass, or sometimes when I just imitate straight men, it's always like this. And they always have a country accent for
they
some reason.
They do. I don't know why, but they
hey
do.
Hey, you.
I don't it's know why either.
That's the guys that we wanted to fuck.
Yeah, kind of wanted to fuck Lampwick from from Pinocchio.
It's true. Speaking of fucking in the country, Poodle just got back from South Carolina. Y'all, we're together for this episode.
I'm back. I had a lovely time with my niece and nephews and my mother, and I have some few choice quotes from my mother.
I know people have been wondering.
One of which was my mother was telling me about my sister-in-law and my brother, and my mother said, well, it's basically free child care for me, so I guess I'll be of use as long as they need me.
Wow.
And then she walks out of the room.
Wow.
Then she my father was saying, yeah, can we you want to go for a walk today? And to my mom, Vicky, you want to go for a walk? She's like, I kind of think I need some alone time.
Wow. Sounds like somebody on the show we know.
Yeah, y'all, my mother's like Jasmine, except a lot more passive aggressive and a lot more blunt. Shockingly.
Which is shocking.
I know. I loved being my mother doesn't listen to this podcast because she's not gonna learn how to do it. She's like, I don't do podcasts, I don't do Facebook, I don't do iTunes, and you know, you know what my mother really doesn't do? She's like me. I don't do Frozen. I don't want to see the movie
Did
Frozen.
She say that?
She's like, I don't want to see that. I'm not going to watch Frozen 2 because I didn't see the first one. I don't want to watch them say, and this is the hand to God, my mother say, I don't like the song, Let It Be, Let It Be, Let It Be. Hand to God. My mother said, it's so stupid. Let it be, let it be, let it be. And I snarfed my coffee. I said, it's let it go. And she's like, oh, it's the same thing. I said, no, one is a song about by the Beatles. She's like, oh, sorry. And she didn't even get the melody right. She's like, let it be, let it be. I mean, how stupid is that? My mother doesn't suffer fools gladly, y'all. So, to bookend, my mother hates Frozen.
Did she ask a lot of questions about this podcast, like what we're doing with
it? She can't figure out how we get money from it. And I will, in her defense, I still don't quite understand it myself. My father's like, well, that's great. And she's like, it sounds kind of crooked to me. How is that... So, in short, my mother thinks what we're doing is crooked. But as long as it's not Frozen, which she hates, she will let the kids watch most Disney movies, although she kind of hates sitting through them. She's okay with Lion King, although she thinks that the meerkats got a sassy mouth on him, and she's not interested in what he's having to say.
I want your mother to do movie reviews.
Well, I told you one of them. We said this on the podcast before. I went and saw, I know this is becoming a Vicky Anthony segment, but I went to see the Les Mis movie with my mother. And my mother has a very interesting way of thinking about movies. She's very reductionist. And when we were watching it, she was kind of thinking about it. And she's like, so what'd you think? And she's like, and I had a lot of problems with the movie. But she's like, you know what? None of that would have happened if he just hadn't stolen that bread. And I just stared at her and said, that's what you took away? Not the power of redemption of the human spirit? She's like, well, think about it. If he hadn't stolen the bread, he would have never gone to prison. I said, they were starving. She's like, he could have gotten it.
She's kind of right.
So my mother, the French Revolution really wasn't that bad, according to my mother.
We know we wouldn't have had to see fucking Gladiator and die when he went funk.
And Anne Hathaway with a shaved head.
I actually didn't mind her. I think she deserved the Oscar for that. I
hated the way the movie was directed. I hated the close-ups.
We can't get into this. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot to talk about.
Y'all, so first of all, one update. We bought our Celine Dion tickets. We're very excited. Thank you so much.
I can't even talk about it.
Thank you so much to those in the Sissy Squad that for some reason felt that we were gay enough.
And the fabulous Jordana. Or Jordana. Yes. I don't know. Do you pronounce it really redneck or just redneck?
We'll find out. That's a teaser for something else coming up.
Anyway, so
thank you.
Thank you for everybody who donated because we did spend a little bit more to get the tickets because we're those bitches.
We're on the 13th
and
row.
We're on the 13th row. We're going to be able to see her. And as I said on the Sissy Squad post, hopefully a sequin will fly off her coat, shoot into my mouth. And it will be there inside me forever.
Wow. He said that about many penises, just so you know.
But those all go away.
They do.
Celine will always stay.
Always stays.
Yo, I got the new album, and there are some great cuts.
It's a good. I've listened to part of it. Also, we want to make – this is something that Poodle and I have talked about doing when we originally started Patreon. And then we forgot about it, and then we remembered it today.
And then I remembered it today.
So, y'all, we're doing a special cameo, which our special not cameo, special Patreon
focus
for our $15 tier pay. We meant to do this in the beginning, and we just forgot to announce it. We're doing an additional episode a month for our $15 tier Patreon.
So every month,
so the come at us,
the first Friday. On the Come At Us tier, besides getting the live watch along and hopefully the discounts that we're going to try to get in the next year.
That should be next year. Yeah,
we're working on that. You're going to get a bonus episode per month of us doing what we're calling Bi-Curious.
Colon. TV that sparked our gay DD.
In other words, y'all, we're doing an episode of a non-90 days show.
We are.
We're just spinning the wheel of television, y'all.
Something that gets interested in us. And so the episodes will drop the first Friday of every month.
First Fridays.
So that means there's an episode dropping. There'll be a regular Patreon on Thursday and then a episode dropping on Friday, which will be Poodle.
First
you like
of the
to
month.
Tell them?
The first episode for Bi-Curious that we are doing is TLC's Welcome to Plathville.
Now, we're not recapping the whole series.
Nope.
Some of you just drove off the road. That is not what happened.
Because I can't clone myself and record 11 entire series for all you motherfuckers.
We're still working our day jobs, bitches. Uh-huh. So, although it's getting better.
Because it takes a lot to live in Los Angeles, to be honest.
It does.
And I got some bills.
We got some bills. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying we won't do another Plathville down
Who
the
knows?
Road. But for right now, we're starting with one.
And we enjoyed it.
We
and
did
I'll
enjoy it.
And I'd also like to say, Michael can get it, y'all. He's 18. He's legal. And I would eat off of him. You know, if you're seeing that sushi thing where they put people on, I would literally buy Micah for myself for that night and just eat sushi off of him.
I know a certain boxer that I would do that with. Yes, that's what I would
agree.
Do.
Anyway, y'all, we had some thoughts about Plathville. I'm not going to share this, all of it, but I love all the kids, especially Moriah. Those parents... need to process some things.
I love Olivia.
And so, Olivia.
Anyway, we had feelings about it. I've mentioned on the
Sissy
Squad.
It was a good time.
I have family. You have friends that have lived that life. So
yeah,
it's a little close
to home. It's quiverful shit, which is...
Ugh. But yeah, so that'll be coming out on Friday for the Come At Us
$15 tier.
Come At Us tier. And so... we also don't forget, and this is an end, but we'll talk about this end. But also, you can come at us on Cameo. So those links are all.
Yo,
in the
we
show
gotta,
notes.
I've got to. I think you've just recorded yours.
Did a
I'm
couple.
Gonna do mine tomorrow.
It's fine.
I've got two or three. Most are asking to read people. I'm fine with that because that's what I was born to do.
You know what?
In this life,
I really like it because it's just it's a it's just very touching where people write you and say, this person's going through this. Can you just say this to them? And it just feels
mine
nice.
Mine are nice like that. Most of mine are like, can you read me for filth? And if that makes them feel better, I'm fine with that.
You're fine with it.
Can you say hey to my coworkers from Tim? That's what – I'm good with that.
All right. Well,
anyway,
so there you go.
So this is the episode.
This is it. So let's jump in. Yeah.
Episode 5.
Our
what the fuck ever.
Lonely heart. We have. Sorry, y'all. Mike. We talked a lot about Jake's mother at the beginning, but that was a lot of process.
Jesus, that was a lot.
Anyway, we're going to jump into our first lonely hearts, Mike and Natalie.
Mike and Natalie, they wake up in her mother's apartment, and she's got that freshly fucked feeling.
She's even got fucked hair, and it looks good. Y'all, whose hair looks bad after? Come at us. Come at us with your freshly fucked hair.
I think that's a little invasive.
Maybe in the picture, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you've ever had post-sex hair and someone comments on it, come at us about that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mine, you can always tell when I've had sex. My hair is showing you.
Yeah. Usually there's a stain in the back of your pants.
And usually there's like, do I have jizz on my face?
Yeah. Yes.
So
anyway, so they're having breakfast, they're eating food, and then they are jumping into
Natalie's like, I want to talk to you about some stuff, and then she grabs tissues.
I'm so used to 90 Day Fiance, like, of I have a secret. I thought she was gonna say something like, I fucked a woman.
Yeah.
I'm KGB.
He would have no problem with that.
I have robot parts inside. Anything.
No, that's Jasmine.
Instead, she was just like, he want the babies.
I want the child.
He want the child.
So, y'all, she wants a baby really bad.
Like Nowzer.
Put a baby in me.
Put a baby in me.
Put it in my pip. Put it in my badge. Put it in my badge. Put it in my badge. Put a baby in me. She needs a baby bad.
Give me that seed. Plant that corn. Let's make a baby with a big loud horn. Put a baby in me.
Doop
doo doo doo.
Papa. That's Natalie's song, y'all. Put a baby in me.
Oh, God. I hope that plays in somebody's car mechanic shop.
Just put a baby in me. Put a baby in me. Give me your seed. I need to feed. Put a baby in me.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Y'all, we've thought of this before. Come at us. We feel like there should be a term for when someone gets embarrassed by our show in public, and we haven't thought of, like, we thought about saying, like, you've got
queened out.
You got queened out.
Like, in other words, when you get embarrassed in public or someone hears you listening to us saying really inappropriate things like ride that Russian dick. Someone used in the oil changing place, which still made me laugh till I cried.
You're like, so we've been thinking, but I just realized y'all come at us as maybe we'll get some inspiration from some of your sayings.
Like, yeah, tell us what you want to call it when you get caught out listening to us or us squealing about dicks or big dick face or your mother-in-law is in
and
the
maybe
car.
We'll put it on some holiday shirts.
Yeah, we're thinking about that.
We're going to hopefully do that this week. We should have an announcement about some holiday merch.
I need a fucking clone.
I need more people. I just want to say, so shout out to our Sissy Squad member, Lena, who we asked her, and she said
about Ukrainian women.
She did say that, like, that Natalie would be considered,
she's
quote,
ancient at 35 without having children.
So, anyway, I just want to, like, even more than we would in, like, America and the South.
And we thought so.
We thought so, but it's nice to have confirmation. Yeah.
So he's like, basically, yeah, maybe we could wait. She's like, wrong answer. That is very KGB.
Yet. I mean, I get what he's saying in that he could get her knocked up, and then she could be stuck in.
I think it's almost a level of hysteria with her. I think culturally it's a problem, and also probably her mother is like a bug in her ear.
Really?
Who never stops.
I didn't notice that last time when her mother said like four times, babies, babies, babies.
So anyway,
like, put a baby in you.
I like Natalie a lot.
I really enjoy her.
I feel like Natalie probably has obsessive tendencies, slightly, even though I like her a lot.
You said, and I agree. I think shit went down in this last relationship.
Yeah.
And also, we don't know anything about her father. I feel like there could have been a lot of chaos in her life as a child.
Yeah, she wants stability.
She wants stability and safety.
And that's why she chose. He's like, my husband was, my ex-husband was military, and he was a tough guy. And probably, when someone says someone's a tough guy, they might have slapped her around a little bit. That's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Dating an American guy who's 6'7", who lives at he exemplifies his safety, big man to take care of me.
And so, we're going to find out more about that ex-husband.
So
it's been foreshadowed. It wasn't good.
If he shows up like Maria at the end, I'm going to be. By the way, the fact that Maria and Jesse are together in Instagram posts now is one of the fucking grossest things I've ever seen.
They're both disgusting.
Y'all, unfollow them. Don't give them your time or your money.
I agree.
Anyway.
Later on, so we're at dinner with Svetlana.
Mm-hmm.
And Svetlana's got two kids. She's the one who we also said earlier, if she took off those glasses, she'd be a Russian porn star.
Sorry. No, I told Poodle, notice she didn't pick the other friend who read her last time. That bitch.
Yeah, Julia. Julia was not invited to this dinner.
She's like, you stay home.
You stay home, Julia. There's no room for you at table.
Mm-hmm.
You stay home and eat cold soup.
Cold soup. I mean, I think this dinner went pretty well. There was a little bit of discussion about faith.
And religion. And apparently Natalie is religious. And Mike told us his very involved thing about he thinks that God is aliens. And basically, this bitch has watched too many things on the Nature Channel where they said, do aliens exist? Did they create the world? And then he watched, and he's like, wait, that did happen. That's what I believe. So I don't think he's got everything reasonably figured that out.
I'm pretty sure he was smoking out with Bojangles in the shed watching TV. And that is probably where Bojangles mentioned.
And Bojangles goes, aliens. They started the Earth.
Which is pretty much, y'all, I have a theory. And I don't know if it's true, but yet I'm sure it's true. If anyone was abducted by aliens, it was Bojangles. Bojangles has been,
he's been in a ship, he's been probed. Everything.
He doesn't remember 10 years of his life, all because
of aliens. That's why his teeth are gone.
Exactly.
Alien dicks.
They fucked his teeth out. Yep.
And that's why he's just like, yep, now. Bojangles got his teeth fucked out by aliens. This is the most ridiculous episode we've ever
done. And then now Michael believes in the fucking force.
I agree with that. Again, it's not in based
y'all,
in reality.
Literally, I mean, he literally said Jesus was E.T. That's literally what he said. They got it confused.
Anywho, that went about as well as you thought it would have. That went over as like a lead balloon. So they're going to be running in the park, and mm-hmm. she's like, to stretch is very important. Sport life is cool.
I love her.
I do,
she's
too.
She's just so fun.
If she's crazy, I'm going to be really sad.
I'm going to be really sad, too. I hope she's just a little OCD, but still,
So she's kind of tough with him. She's like, I was bitch on him, which is my new favorite phrase I'm going to use.
I'm rooting for them.
I am too.
And so anyway, he's going in. All he says is, so did your ex-husband run?
She has this wide-eyed look. It's like murder eyes. Mm-hmm. She turns to her, she's like, what, you say that?
Well, first she went, Michael! Michael!
Yes, she's not. she's got a temper, I can tell you that.
It's like,
I love her, but
it
damn.
Is. She's just intense. And so anyway, it's not really that important, but I just mainly want to call out, shame on you fucking TLC editors for editing like five times
bad.
Where she was like, we are done. We are don't done. Want this.
No, but she was talking about her ex-husband.
She was talking about her fucking ex-husband. I hate it when they do that. That's bullshit.
And I will say, they're getting more and more stunty in their editing, and it's not helpful.
They've even did that to Sarah. Sarah talked
they
about
did.
When she was talking about Juliana and Michael,
yeah, they,
that she literally said, you're dealing with so much stuff that you just moved here. I don't want you to be parenting the kids right now. And then they cut all that stuff out before.
And I think they're having to do that because they don't have as many fucking loons like Paul and Karini. So
they are, I think, more normal people on this because they
there
try
are.
To act like there's a point of like Sarah not wanting Juliana raising. No, Sarah fucking married them.
And but there are still plenty of loons. I mean, there's still our next one. Our next one. Where am I?
Marcel and Anna.
Our
next lonely
there's
heart.
Still loons, y'all. There's still Marcel.
Oh, God.
Well, I actually, this story and these two characters just make me sad now. Like, there's no more joy to be had.
There's not.
They can't communicate. She's perpetually almost crying, always in tears. I want to shake her because she says things like, I want Marcel to open up to me. Neither of you can speak one language that the other can speak.
He can't open up to you.
How the fuck do you do that in a translator?
You can't.
It makes me furious.
I think it's
either she learns Turkish or he learns English.
They are both so emotionally immature. They are both children.
That's probably true.
They are both children. We see it like so clear, and it's just, at first it was like, oh my gosh, they're so stupid, and now it's like, oh.
Now it's not funny anymore.
They've got kids involved in this.
Y'all, we can't even do 9 days theater on Marcel anymore.
It's
unless there's something else about bees.
Never say never. But we couldn't this episode.
This episode, y'all, this was just sad.
I will. Sorry, man, I got choked. But I will say, if
she's giving me a little Darcy there.
Here I go. I have to say, y'all, if this isn't more of an advertisement, but I have to say, if you're not listening, even at the $5 level for our Patreon, I fucking hate Jesse. But seeing Darcelle and Jesse. And then it's so nice just to be with her. It pretty much is decided that, especially after seeing all of her cameos lately, and Darcy did a cameo for Chrissy fucking Teigen.
Oh.
And she's like, in the back, she's like, Chrissy, I love you. You're just a light in the world, just like this light behind me. You're so inspirational. I love your food.
I love her. I love her, and I will watch any show with her.
I will, and I can't. I've never said this about a cast member, and y'all, we have a strict policy that we don't reach out to any cast members except for St. John. I did tell you to run away from Tania because I wanted to see your dick, St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Full on, just send me the dick pic.
And Sasha. Sasha,
and Sasha
I don't like you, but I'd jerk off to get naked.
Basically, we won't hang out. We just want to see your dick pics or any porn videos that you made.
Ooh, Sasha jerk off vids.
But I will say, I do want to hang out with Darcy. I just want to get drunk with that bitch.
I think it would be, she's read so many self-help books, and
you know,
she can just spout it now. And also, but I feel like her intentions are so true.
Oh, yeah. I think
like she believes the fairy tale.
She is really trying to be hopeful because she believes that she can make a different life for herself, and that is admirable.
Anyway, going back to...
I love her. We love
skipping,
watching.
Skipping over to Darcy, going back to Anna and Marcel.
So, while we're with Anna, here's the deal. Anna literally says she's planning all this wedding stuff. She's making these little cute little things of honey. Those are cute. And she's like, everything's just happened. It's so stressful. Y'all, and there's a difference of planning your wedding and it being stressful. But I have to say,
feels hopeless.
I feel like for any bride out there, if you're engaged right now and you're planning your wedding, if you are super stressed out about planning your wedding, you might want to stop and process that. Because this should
why you are
this should
not,
not
that you should cancel your wedding. You should just rethink.
Yeah, thank you.
You should.
What
yeah,
if we had like five people.
Let me. So no one cancels their weddings. You asshole.
You know what? They might need it. They well, might need to let it go. Let it be.
I'm saying
let it be.
Let it be. Oh, y'all, I scream laughed when my mother said that. I scream laughed. Someone needs to caption "Let It Go" on the Sissy Squad with
"Let it be."
Let it be.
They will.
So,
but
just,
no, you might not need to not get
but
married.
But you can process. But. Maybe you're stressing out about something that's
things,
not even
important.
Yeah, not even important.
Or if you realize you can't let it go, and you are stressed about what we kind of find out with Anna later, like when she literally says, "I don't know," in her wedding dress, if she says, "I don't know if I'm making the right decision." Honey, that's a if you were making those decision plans in your wedding,
red flag.
Then don't get married. If you're not 100% sure of that, or as Poodle says, 110%
sure
of that, fucking don't do it.
And because I think our guts are telling us things, you know, I think, you know, and there are countries where arranged marriage works. Like you learn to live with someone.
Hell,
right?
My brother and sister-in-law, he got her pregnant when she was 19 and he was 20. And when they got married, they liked one another.
But they probably had to work on it.
Oh, no, but they grew to like really love one another.
Like, but if your gut is telling you.
But they also spoke the same language. So I think that was a big thing to
it's
have.
True. Your brother didn't speak Turkish, and she only spoke English.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think they're both man-child, woman-child. However, if Anna and Marcel probably spoke the same language, I think they would probably be that kind of like
they'd
silly.
They'd be fighting.
I don't know if they'd be fighting. I think maybe in some ways they might be that silly couple who maybe doesn't really have a grip on reality, but kind of lives in their own, in a way,
well,
bliss.
I think that's what he's trying to do. He doesn't want to engage with her.
He's more immature
than
her.
Yeah, he just wants to get married because he can't open up because the problem is her sons. And she can't, and he can't say that. He also can't say to her, you know, you have to live the way I want you to live, and also I'm never going to tell my parents. They're both avoiding the issue.
There's not just and there's you just brought up such a good point that there's not just one thing they're avoiding.
Oh God,
there's like seven.
Yeah, they are so just like just oblivious of what's going on.
But I think she was a little right. Like when she was telling Marcel, that's not look. Are her boys spoiled? Maybe. I'm not going to judge a single mother who's raised three kids on her own. I mean, yes, sometimes.
But he has no right to say that.
But he has no right.
At that point in their relationship.
I agree with that, yeah.
So they go to the wedding, the bridal boutique and tux shop.
I just want to say one more thing. And the way she would bring up something and then translate it and he would just laugh.
That's not good.
That's a red flag, honey. Red flag. So, yes,
good.
They're in the bridal shop.
What? I need to ask a question.
Oh, God.
What do you think
Y'all, when
about...
he asks a question, it's going to be offensive.
No, this is not. What do you think about second weddings needing to wear white?
You know,
you can wear anything you want in a second wedding.
Well, my dad's second wedding, his second wife, Brenda, she actually told me.
There was a store called.
Yeah, she said, "Matt, I got my wedding dress from a place, and it was like an off-white kind of cream color." I was like, "Oh, it's beautiful." She's like, "It's from this store called Second Weddings." And that's where she got the dress from.
And I think
and
that's
they got
great.
Married on Valentine's Day in Vegas.
You know, I will say, that's not a bad idea for a second wedding.
For a second wedding? No, I don't think it's not. They didn't work out,
for
y'all.
For a second wedding, y'all, you don't need to invite everybody. It's unless you didn't get married, your first marriage wasn't very long or something like that. It's hard to have a second wedding and make everyone give you something else.
I mean, if you have like a – like, for instance, I could see my brother and sister-in-law getting – doing like a thing, and that they got married when they were 20 in her grandfather's Southern Baptist church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. She was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, that's
and there
different.
Was like 10 people on each side getting. I could see them doing a, not a wedding with gifts, but a ceremony yeah. party now. But
my cousin tried to make everyone have a second wedding after he was married for 3 years to his previous wife. And then had a huge wedding for, but it was her first marriage.
But it was her, but I was going to say.
It was her first marriage.
It's different if it's mm-hmm. her. So maybe because it's his first marriage, he doesn't want all that.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I
you know, I have to say too that.
It's also, y'all, my ideas are coming from the South. So
that's true. I give a shout out to Kim and Kyle at Cray Cray because Kim keeps saying this and I actually think it's so true. She feels like. Shit went down in Marcel's village, and he's either like the village idiot, or he's been like, there's a reason why she thinks there's a reason why he had to leave because he's just
wow.
like got like a thing of fucked upness around him, and I kind of think that.
Well, people on the internet have been saying that, even Turkish people have been saying he's not all there, y'all.
Yeah,
like even they say he's. It's like almost gibberish what he's
also,
saying.
Also, the Turkish guys I've met are hot.
I know. How is Marcel the only non-hot Turkish guy? I dated a Turkish guy one time. Yeah,
they're. I mean, swing low, sweet
Turkish chariot,
coming for to fuck me home. I
swing
low.
Sweet Turkish dick,
coming for to carry me home.
Lord.
You know what? Nobody fucks with the spiritual like we do.
So anyway, so we're trying on dresses. The first dress isn't working. The second dress... I just wrote down, this is the one she liked. She just needs to find something that makes her look like she has a waist.
The beading was too high.
Yeah.
It did the sweetheart. I think it was a sweetheart neckline. Was
yeah.
cute.
It's just that, like, you know, she's not, it's not that she's huge, but she needs to find something that shows that she has a shape.
Well, she does. She's got bigger boobs yeah. and, like, hips. And so when she wears, like, if she doesn't show, if something doesn't accentuate her waist, right. She looks boxy.
But her friend,
she has broad shoulders.
She does. Her friend wasn't being very helpful by saying,
"We'll talk about that, and maybe my straight people will be crazy." I will say that I really liked her hair when she straightened it. It was really pretty.
It was.
It's really long and pretty.
It was
pretty.
And I will say, when she did start to cry at the end, in her wedding dress. Y'all, when Anna cries, so do Huey, Dewey, and Louie, unfortunately.
It's true.
And because her face gets red, and Huey's like, no one's going to love me. And Dewey's like, what does Dewey sound like? No, Marcel's not going to love us. And Louie's like, everyone forgets about me. And then...
And Garfield just says, I'm still hungry. Where's a donut?
Anyway, that's all I've got.
Garfield never cries, fuckers. Never fucking cries.
Anyway.
This is what it sounds like when Garfield cries. Because he doesn't.
I'd like to feel nice to Anna, but I've really lost a lot of my compassion for her. Mostly because I feel like the level of delusion.
Like when she said to her friend, I'm not rushing into anything. And I'm like, honey, you are.
She has no self-awareness and it makes me want to shake her. It's really bad.
I think the reason why sometimes especially her oldest son acts like such a dick to her is I think that he is. I think, and I don't mean this as a judgment. I want to be careful as I say this because I don't want to come at Anna for the way she's parented her kids because I don't know. This is just what we've seen on a TV show. But for what I'm seeing, I feel like probably a lot of making adult, he's had to parent himself.
Yes, I totally
probably
agree.
Probably his younger. That's what I feel like
and
we're seeing.
And he's parroting what he saw his controlling father do.
Yeah, and so I just think that he's really probably feels like he has to fend for himself, because I'm like, where are there?
Because he has.
Yeah. And we don't see grandparents in this picture. And so that makes me have empathy for Anna, because I feel like she's been alone in probably this process.
And the
I'm
kids,
afraid.
And especially older to run the house.
You know what I want, y'all? I can't say the name because, but Poodle and I, it's still in the works. We're in, it's slowly, we're developing eventually a show that we want to do that goes in across the country and helps people. And she is somebody I would want to, I just would want to go and help her and know that, like, people are, someone's rooting for you. Someone believes it. Like,
I agree.
She needs that.
She needs our help.
She needs a champion.
And you know what? You would do that, and I would give her a fucking reality check like she'd never had.
And because Darcy would show up at the end and just be like, Anna, you're beautiful. You're good in any dress. And, you vision know, in white like this light behind me.
I will say this. I don't know if either of us have enough power to fix Darcy.
No. And then Darcy would say,
I would just give up.
You look like a vision in white. I always cry at brides. Here I go.
Here I go. So, yeah, we could definitely I've never said this before. We could tag team Anna. Not sexually.
Someone should do a show of people that just go and help failed reality stars.
That's a great idea. I think they did that with Celebrity Rehab.
Oh.
Never mind.
That got deep.
Anyway, that's all I've got about her.
Speaking of failed reality shows, not that I'm a fortune teller, however, our next lonely hearts are Robert and Annie.
Oh, these two. Yeah.
I told Poodle, every time Annie's upset at Robert, she kind of leans back like she's about to burp and it's like...
She does. It looks like she's about to burp. She's like, no.
She just...
He's like, Annie, what do you mean?
Annie?
What do you mean, Annie?
We're going to...
It's like a cross between a Bronx guy and Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. We're going to the boxing gym.
Come on, Annie. What's wrong with you?
We're going to let out a little steam.
And it's as soon as we get there, it's very clear they have never boxed in their life.
Y'all, I had a I had an Israeli trainer one time in Texas. He was so hot. He was militant and scary as fuck. But he taught me how to box. And I wanted to have sex with him. And I had dreams about him.
Did the whole time did he say, no, don't slap me with your fag wrist. Closed fist. Is that what he kept saying? And you were like, this is boxing. He's quiet because.
Maybe. I did have to steal my wrist more. He was like, steal your wrist.
My boxing teacher told me that I had a weak wrist too. So,
yeah, no shit. Anyway, we do meet a new character in our story. His name is Miguel, the boxing teacher. And as I often say, she can get it.
Y'all.
He can get it. He can get it. It's pretty ridiculous. We just told our sissy squad a free mug to whoever gets
it. I didn't want to look it up. I said a free fucking mug, whoever.
Y'all, one bitch found it in like 30 seconds.
Shout out to Amber S. Y'all, if you're Amber S, if y'all need to find out some dirt on shit, just message her.
We got some private dick pics.
We don't want to say last names on the show.
No.
It's Amber S, but her last name rhymes with Peel. And it's something they make buildings out of.
Anyway, yeah,
she'll fucking find shit out. Amber S., you're getting a mug.
You're getting a mug.
Appreciate that.
And because that Instagram's going to keep me warm on cold nights.
Ooh.
Y'all, he is fucking
Miguel,
fine.
He is fucking
fine.
And also, I really hope that as he was doing this, he was thinking, fuck, I'm glad I asked for my day rate for this shit.
Yeah,
because he's a fucking marriage counselor by the end of this.
And he starts speaking Spanish, and I go, as soon as
he started speaking Spanish,
I was like,
besame, besame mucho.
I literally
stick it in my asshole. Fuck me, fuck me, mucho. Stick it in deep balls, deep I don't want to feel.
It was like the snake at the base of my spine went, whoop.
It's true.
As soon as you spoke Spanish.
There's been a lot of impromptu songs this episode, y'all.
It's been a long day. I think that's
like
why.
It's like our musical. Basically, Annie's going on and on about the fucking past. And then, what do you think about these fucking pictures? Should you delete past pictures? Is a past a past?
If she has a problem with Facebook, print the photos out and then put them in your house or put them in an album.
I like the past.
Is her problem with Facebook or is her problem with having the photos in general?
That he has the photos public. And he's like, she's the one who, she's always the one going and digging in the crate.
She's always the one digging in the crate of Facebook.
Blowing off dust.
But I think the problem might be that it's public. She feels humiliated. So if those photos were at home in an album, maybe it wouldn't be a big deal.
Maybe.
Maybe they could make that deal. Maybe it would be as simple as actually using fucking Logic. Because they're both so goddamn stupid.
I mean, y'all, somewhere a piece of wood is watching them in that gym that's going,
and going, I'm not that dumb.
People are stupid. I mean, totally idiots.
So they're boxing.
Miguel literally says,
I'm not a marriage counselor.
But I give him 2 months.
Yeah, and you know what? He's pretty right.
He is hot. I think he even got his nose broken once and it kind of healed.
I wrote he's kind of busted, but I like that.
And y'all, yes.
I love them when they're kind of rough that kind of looks like they could like punch you a little bit.
But sometimes those lovers are the sweetest. They're just like smooth rides. Like a surfboard on calm seas.
It sounds like you've had some experience with this, but never mind.
You know what?
So anyway, then they go to, Robert goes to meet with Ben and Stephanie.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just have something else. I just want to say, it literally is the shittiest boxing I've ever seen when Annie and Robert are trying to box.
Oh, then they're not even trying.
It's not even trying. And then, some of y'all watch this on TV. I don't know if some of you noticed, but this has never really happened before on 90 Day. So I was shocked by seeing this, but we watched this on Sling on Poodle's television.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else saw this, but we were watching.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And Miguel just said, hey, I'm going to let you two go box and I'm going to go in the office. And then this TV kind of went staticky. And then Miguel goes in the office.
You saw this too?
Yes. And Miguel says, it's hot in here. He takes his shirt off. Suddenly, Sinjin shows up and says, hey, does anybody know how to build a cabinet in there? Because I hate this fucking bitch. And he sits down, and Michael says, let me rub your shoulders, bro. And so he starts massaging his back.
Miguel.
Miguel starts massaging his back. Then Sasha showed up and said, oh, fuck, I'm in the wrong gym. Let me suck one of your dicks.
I think this is when you passed out for a minute. I don't think that's what happened.
I'm just saying. And then, a lot of people don't know this. This was actually the first circle jerk we've ever seen on TLC.
On cable television. It was amazing.
And who knew Sinjin had the biggest balls?
I would have told that.
Really?
Yeah.
You would have. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it was glorious.
And they're all uncut, y'all.
All ding, 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 ding.
They all got some raps.
Como se dice sneaky snake in Espanol, because we got three of them, y'all. Some sneaky snakes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Woo. I'm glad you saw that, too. Anyway, so Robert goes and talks to his in-laws.
My cousin has a game. My nephew has a game called Sneaky Snake. But I don't think it's the same. Just putting that out there.
Wow.
I don't think it's about uncircumcised dick.
I'm just saying.
No.
That's not me. That's Sean Pulaski. She calls it that.
Anyway.
All right. So they're going to talk to Stephanie.
They're
going
to go and
Abel,
talk to Stephanie and Ben.
And
so Robert is like, you can't talk to her that way.
You can't ask her about her body.
You can't ask her about her birth
control. And if we're going to have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just make him sound like a cabbie from the 50s. So anyway, and so they...
Stephanie's makeup is laid out, by the way.
It's intense. So anyway, they're basically... He has some good points by saying, you know, you're...
Stephanie came on too strong.
Yeah. And then finally, though, they agree they're going to sit down and talk to her.
But I will say, because he's so fucking stupid, he can't see where they're coming from. Where he's like, eh, we've been talking forever. And I'm like, dude, you told them a week ago.
You brought her here.
Was coming, like 2 days.
Yeah.
And the fact that he doesn't see that makes me want to shake him.
What? We've known each other. We've been talking online every other day.
I'm a good father. I only have 5 other kids from 4 fucking different
Which
women.
I never really told her.
Never really told her. But I'm a good dad.
Yeah, it's not really. Anyway, that's all. I have no more patience for him anymore.
You know what? I was like doing shit today, and I went, oh, it'll be fun to do the show tonight. And then I went, literally, I said aloud, fuck, I have to watch Annie. I'm so over her.
I hate her.
Anyway, and when they ask her, I ask Robert, like, Stephanie says, do you think she's here for a green card? It's like everybody else on the show where he just goes, my heart's already made up.
I've never thought about that.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Anyway.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Our next Lonely Hearts, I think, are not here for a green card. I think they're
Michael
here for love.
Michael and Juliana, I agree. Yes. Well, they're getting married later on. So the kids are...
Who knew that the Russian... Oh, she's not Russian, but the Russian bride and the Brazilian bride... Like in the past, these are the ones that are always catfishing.
These are the ones.
These are the ones that we love and we feel like are true love.
I think Michael and Juliana are going to do fine. I think they... I think everyone, well, especially the kids, everyone, Sarah, with the exception of Juliana, even though Juliana is starting to come around more, the kids have... amazing emotional intelligence. So does Michael. Michael is kind of processing it.
And y'all, we've already seen from her Reddit post, Sarah is fucking more woke than all of our asses are ever going to be.
Sarah just got married, y'all, and that husband's got BDF, so she knows what she's going for.
Because Michael doesn't.
Nope. Does not.
Does not. But shout out to Sarah. She's the fucking queen.
She is.
If y'all come for Sarah, in our notes, or in our rules for the Sissy Squad, it says... don't ever come for Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli.
We should add Sarah.
We should almost add Sarah because that bitch is a queen.
Anyway, so they're going to go
Lillian Anderson.
They're going to go to Lillian Anderson August.
Lillian August.
To look for furniture. And Juliana's dressed like she's going to the country club. But that's a whole other thing.
Show up, and there's this blonde woman who's very tan. Who's up? Yeah. She looks like she golfs a lot. Or at least plays tennis.
She's got big thighs. She's ready to get out there.
She looks, y'all.
Y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over. The popo are not coming for you.
That's just us with our windows open. That's just the ambulance.
It's fine.
Don't pull over. It's fine.
You're just listening to your 90-day game.
We just opened the windows, y'all, and of course there's a fucking ambulance. Anyway.
So they're going to pick out furniture.
We see a sea sponge on the table, and Juliana's like, oh, that's lovely. It's a sea sponge. And she goes, I watch Bob Sponge. And then I go, oh, she grew up with SpongeBob. And he probably raised his kids with SpongeBob.
We only have friends that got high and watched it, ironically.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was so weird how she gravitated to the sponge, and I'm so gay. I immediately thought she went, oh, look, a sea sponge. And I literally thought I heard, it was going to be like a musical number all of a sudden in the ledger.
The seaweed is always going to be the in somebody else's veg.
Wow. Wow, we just took that there. You think about going up there, but she hasn't hit puberty.
Anyway, so the furniture store is a bust. They decide not to spend $14,000 on a couch.
That woman, Clara, was disappointed.
She didn't get her commission.
She's not going to be able to get that early tea time now.
So
that couch, by the way, that they looked at was fucking horrible.
It was. It was hideous.
That was a gross.
And it's too big. It's so big. That would fit like 20 people.
Even, what did I just say her name was?
Clara.
even Clara was like,
you can get it if you want.
Are you sure you want to be stuck with that couch for 4 years? Just make sure, because it's fucking ugly.
I don't get anything. Yeah. I'm here for 11 hours a day.
I really think you should look at our Billie Jean King collection. That's what Clara was saying.
You know she's a tennis player, but that's okay. Yeah. All right.
Because you know they have a whole furniture of burlap stuff that's just called the Billie Jean King line. And it's just hemp.
She's a tough customer,
it's just
y'all.
Hemp and burlap. And it's not comfortable, but it's practical.
Nope, it's practical.
Because the lesbians are practical.
So anyway,
they get into this conversation. Right? Yeah. Next about the car and all that?
Yeah, and Michael even says Clara says, remember, I don't know how you'll feel about it in 5 years. And Michael says, I don't know how she'll feel about me in 5 years. Another really bad dad joke. But it had some real resonance because Juliana just looked at him and was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
What if he gets old?
Clara was like, Fuck.
I gotta shut my fucking mouth.
But then they talk about this whole
the car.
I'm glad this came up, but where Michael actually talks about he was hurt and surprised and not and
that she bought a car the week
she
before.
She bought a car the week before she was about to leave. She said I don't know if I fully buy this. She said she didn't know if it was ever gonna happen. I kinda buy that. But then when she said well, he's like, is the car just sitting there? She's like, no, my sister's using it to make money.
And you know what I said? That's an opportunistic bitch right there.
Did it for money, but I think she was I'm leaving.
She's
You're gonna have nothing when I'm gone.
She's savvy.
I'm gonna buy you a fucking car.
Y'all, when you grow up poor, I already talked about my mother earlier. My mother grew up poor, and my mother is one of the most enterprising people I've ever known.
My mother's that way, too, even though she's not poor.
Juliana grew up poor. She's an enterprising bitch.
I think so, too.
She's
not dumb.
No.
She's a very...
No, she is
I think
not.
She's smart.
And I think it helps her play because she doesn't know the language that well, and because she can kind of say things that makes her sound a little younger. I think she's very smart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say
about
that.
She's crazy like a fox. Anyway, So I wrote down again, this house is a garbage dump that they're moving from. There's shit everywhere. I think one thing that really kind of played at my heartstrings when she's like, when Juliana's like, moving's not really hard for me. It's hard for everyone. She's like, when you're poor, you have to move a lot. And you know, and I thought, she probably had everything in like two suitcases.
Probably. And then cut to her. I mean, talk about fucking feeling horrible about white privilege. When she just walked in this house, she's like,
it's so big.
Look, this house, this bedroom is bigger than the county I lived in. Oh, wait, there wasn't a county because we had no organized government. You're just like, fuck.
Oh.
Fuck,
and
bitch.
Then there was a flood and everything yeah. else that we had was gone. So we just kind of looked around and went,
Our houses were cement because the bugs wouldn't eat them and then the tides wouldn't wash them away.
It's like that Rachel Dratch character, Debbie Downer, who had said like, it's like, yeah, I just got my tax refund back. Did you hear that feline AIDS is the largest cause of cat deaths? Yeah, that's Juliana. And I don't think she meant to, but I just wrote down the contrast of Juliana's upbringing with her current situation is arresting.
It is.
Yeah, it's just, I love it how she's saying, yeah, we couldn't build with wood because termites would eat it. What are those called? Oh, yeah.
What are those termites? Termites. Wow.
Anyway.
I just one shouted about this. Y'all, I don't think I could love these kids more.
Oh, I love them.
Love Max and Cece. And you know why I love Max? Because he packs his Lego drawer the way I had Oreos in my sock drawer when
you
I'm
just,
trying
like,
to diet.
Shove them in.
Or kind of the way, like, Poodle just, he loves a sale. So, like, when Amazon has bottles of lube, he'll buy like 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way you got to throw
bulk,
those.
Y'all.
You got to throw those in a drawer.
You shove them in there with the dildos. You slam that
and there's
drawer.
Always one fucking bottle of lube that leaks. So they kind of pop out and then you can't grab onto it.
And you know what? You never want to go in that drawer.
You don't.
Yeah.
Shout out to Max. Shout out to Max.
Where were we? We're talking about lube? Where were we? I don't know. That's all I've got about Michael.
Our next Lonely Hearts.
Emily and Sasha.
He's just a fat, 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 fat baby.
Yeah, that baby's
cute,
y'all.
He wants his bottle. Oh, wait. No, I was talking about Sasha.
Sasha is a
y'all,
fat baby.
That was not planned.
He is a
fat baby. He is a man child. And now we see... Well, maybe this is why he has two other children and two ex-wives.
I think he's so narcissistic and self-involved that he's also such a sweet talker to women. And then they realize he emotionally knows which ones to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize later on, oh, you're just a user.
He's like that yeah. man that Dolly Parton sings about in that song, Come Down from Dover.
I do not know that song.
That's a beautiful song. Oh, that would make
okay,
you
okay,
so
wait, wait,
sad.
Okay, wait. This is like a deep cut off a Dolly Parton album.
You don't know that? She
no,
did it.
I don't have, I don't know all of these. Okay, we can't talk about
play,
a deep cut.
I'm going to play that for you and you're going to sob.
Okay.
She does that on her little Sparrow album with Alison Krauss.
It is 3 in the morning.
And it is beautiful.
I cannot talk about Come Down
Sorry,
from Dover.
I've been listening to Dolly Parton's America, and I'm into it.
Oh, God.
That's a great podcast.
So we've got Sasha's father and mother there. Sasha shows up shirtless, which I'm not mad at.
Whoa. I will say, he's in his underwear playing with the baby. And
I don't know if I've ever been repulsed by a baby and taking care of a baby, but more turned on. It's really hard to say.
You can see his junk, and it looks more impressive than
it's girthy.
I think he is, and this makes sense because he's so fertile. I think mm-hmm. he has huge testicles.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even fit one in your mouth without just being like, can you get me a Dr. Pepper? I just said, can you get me a Dr. Pepper for dinner?
I understood
y'all?
You because Ooh, I speak ball.
I love Dr. Pepper. You do speak ball.
I speak
fluently.
Ball fluently.
You know?
Maybe
Marcel and Anna can agree on that language.
I think
that was a problem.
I liked also Emily saying, if you have a child in a former Soviet country, you might want to do a little research before.
Because she fucking didn't.
And that y'all, was understatement of the year.
And you know, Betsy, if you're listening.
Oh, y'all, that savage sister.
Come at us, Betsy. Because I bet Betsy watched that and she was like, told you, bitch.
Told you, bitch.
Told you, bitch.
Told you, bitch.
Who feels dizzy now, fucker? Yeah.
Yo, they're sister frenemies, and I kind of am here for it.
I bet now, ooh, y'all, I hope we see more of Betsy when they come to America.
So I should probably be on the tell-all. So we have, y'all, we fast-forwarded. Little David is 6 months old. He's a cute baby.
I've never seen a baby that looks
just like Sasha.
No, but I've never seen a little baby who looks so Russian in my life. Like, he already has a unibrow, and he's a baby. He's so cute,
y'all, Sasha needs a new haircut.
Y'all, we are hoping. Sasha, if you're listening, send us dick pics, and then get a haircut
for
the tell-all.
We've got to find a better Soviet block haircut for
you. Know what, Sasha? Go get your haircut, and send us some pictures of full body, naked, and let us know, and Jake will critique you.
And I will critique you thoroughly. On just the hair, of course.
Of course.
But even though it's just your hair, I'm going to need a full body nude.
Probably a video for sure.
Yeah, and if you want to play with yourself a little bit, that's okay too.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's fine.
Anyway, so
This is good.
So we also find out that Sasha did not apply for David's passport when he was born because he obviously had too much to do.
Well, he's working. I mean, 5:30 till 11 o'clock at night.
He's working from 5:30 till 11 o'clock at night. Is that as a personal trainer, or does he have a second job?
Yo, come at us if you're personal trainers, because are you that busy?
It's not possible.
I don't think you are.
There's not that much work.
But if you're now...
Maybe he has a second job.
Come at us, personal trainers. We want to know.
But I'm saying he might have a second job. That's what I'm saying there,
no,
too.
No, yeah. But I just want to know if anybody is a personal trainer that works those hours.
I would also like to say... When Emily's kind of belly aching, you're finally seeing reality seep into her, where she's like, Sasha needs to do more. Sasha, and this is what happens to all his wives. They all get these slowly, they get reality checks.
Well, yes, that is true. And Lena, or maybe somebody else in the sis squad who's familiar with, is this a cultural thing that I'm thinking that maybe the way men and women behave are a little behind the times and what.
Yeah.
So is this a cultural thing or is. I don't think it is.
I think he's just a huge narcissist.
I think so too. But I just want to ask.
I also think he's horny as fuck. And I guarantee you.
He's going to cheat on her.
He is cheating on her.
He's going to come to America.
Hand to God.
Oh, yeah.
He's cheating on her now. He's not at work that much.
No.
He is cheating on her.
For sure.
Yeah. So they're going to America in 3 days, and Sasha's really loving his iPad, which is pink.
It's true. Sasha doesn't think he deserves this.
No. Although I can't get mad at him too much because his biceps want to make me go into an interior room.
I can't get mad at him either because next week he's going to cry. And you know how I feel about straight men crying.
It's rough.
It's so hot to me. So hot.
Anyway, I don't know. These two make me angry too. I don't really have that much to say about them besides that.
Oh, our next lonely hearts.
Oh, God.
Are they're local hearts.
These are local lonelies.
I would love to run into them.
Y'all,
we literally
These are my new favorites.
We are podcasting now literally 8 minutes from where Blake and Jasmine were staying in Hollywood.
And that they looked like they were at the pool of Roosevelt or something like that. It was like a really douchey pool.
I'm pretty sure, like, I fucked somebody in that hotel. That's how close we are.
I have a regular room there.
That's true.
So we show up with Blake and the Fembot.
Jasmine's not really excited to meet anybody on the first day, which I have to say, in her defense...
Maybe wait a couple of days.
I
agree. Blake's friends also look like hipster D-bags.
That friend in the bandana could get it.
True. And the girl with the green fingernails is there.
Loved her, Rita.
Yeah, and I just wrote down, these are straight douchebags, because one orders a double strawberry margarita.
Who?
Oh, can you imagine how sweet that is?
That is gross.
A double strawberry margarita.
I don't get that.
Barf.
I don't get that at all. And they all start asking these questions from her, but then you hear them say, well, yeah, I guess this is a real thing, and he seems to really care for her, so... yeah, looks like this is really going to work. I'm like, these friends are fucking clueless.
Yeah, they are. And also, she just...
it's so obvious.
She just is not even saying anything. And it's maybe it's because she's Finnish. I still think it's because she's a robot. And also, I think that's why she doesn't drink, because alcohol would interfere with her mechanical functions.
Yeah,
that's
true.
She would short circuit.
Short circuit.
I can't let you do that. I am Hal. I am Jasmine.
This badge must... complete you. I mean, bitch, make an effort. Like, she's not even trying.
I will say, Jasmine's the queen of Finnish shade, because she says, I'm here to marry Blake, not his friends.
Not his friends. And even, too, when she's...
Every foreign accent that's not American is Russian for you.
Mm-hmm. And then when she said, I don't drink alcohol, I don't want poison in my body.
And all the friends go...
which when she said I don't drink alcohol, Jake walked out of the room and said, fuck this cunt. He was very
upset. When I knew she needed to be destroyed.
That's what I mean. She was, Jake was livid.
Then she went up to the room to plug herself in.
It's true.
Because she's starting to run out of energy.
She had a thing. Yeah,
she's got to put her eye charger in. Then we're having...
I need to say, by the way, real quick, the reason I say blivid is because y'all... I used to work...
He's not just an idiot. Well, not sure. He's an idiot. But
I did have
this is real.
When I worked at the Clinique counter in Oklahoma City, Quail Springs Mall, there was a woman in who was kind of a tough, rough and tough girl. And everybody was scared of her.
I've seen a picture of her.
Christy Caudle was her name. Yeah. Sweet. But if you pissed her off, watch the fuck out. And so... when she would get really mad, she would say, I am livid. But she was super angry. So none of us wanted
to be
like...
you could never correct her.
Which you probably would have had to correct
her. I would have
her.
Said, Christy, it makes you sound stupid when you say that. It's which, livid.
Which really would have helped in the situation when she
and
was...
and she probably would have like lunged in my face and bit my nose.
Probably. So that's why Jake and I now say livid.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
That was strange.
Is somebody tied up in your closet and they just got free?
Shut up back there. Anyway.
You're just feeding them Viagras and just sit on them every 5 minutes, every hour. Their dick's just rubbed raw and you're like, keep going. Keep going.
I let them off.
I don't want to, sir. I don't want to.
I let them off 3 days a year. It's fine.
I can't feel anymore. This isn't working.
Anyway, they're at dinner the next day or at night, and Blake and Jasmine are at dinner, and he's got his Gucci jacket on.
Now I will say, Blake does have a hot body. He's got
it's cute, but
got a nice little body.
He's just such a D-bag. He's such an L.A. D-bag.
There's something, I think he's one of those people that is so inhibited, he's never really himself. I don't even think he knows himself. I mean, he's so young, trying to fit in with everybody.
I get that.
Like, point made, when you're an adult and you meet somebody that you love that comes from another country, you just want to spend, like, probably a week with just them.
And he's young.
But remember when you're in 20s, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, this person just came in. You've got to meet all my friends immediately because it's like, let me see and be
seen. And let me see if they like you so I can know if I like you.
I think that's what it's about.
I think he doesn't know who he is. I think you're right.
I think that's it.
We also find that Jasmine says, I'm not really a people person. And I went, of course you're not. You're a robot. You're a robot person.
Yeah, she's kind of a snob. And then that brings us to...
they proceed to have the most awkward dinner ever, which we're now going to reenact in a segment we call
90 Days Theater. All right. I will be playing the role of Blake.
And I'll be playing the role of Jasmine.
The setting is they're sitting at a sitting at a outside of a weird Hollywood, I think, pool bar
like
stool.
Like by themselves, which with, never happens.
With really bad lighting. I think someone just literally ran to Home Depot on Sunset and grabbed some can lights.
And he's sitting there. He's all happy. She looks like someone just killed her puppy.
It's true. And Blake says, so I guess like yesterday was cool, right? It was cool. Yeah, you liked everybody?
I like them. Yeah, they're really nice. Yeah, they're nice.
But you left. Like, I thought, like, did you want me, like, you know, I don't know, like, come hang with you in the room where you didn't feel good?
I'm tired. I don't like people. I don't like your people. That's just the way it is.
You don't want me to come, like, hang, make you feel better, babe?
No, I like alone time.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, the food's here. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and eat, babe. So maybe what do you want to do today?
Yeah, usually when I eat, I don't talk at all. Then I talk later. That's how eating is for me. No one talks while I eat. We eat in complete silence. I'm done.
And scene. That was so fucking weird.
Y'all, that was as awkward. That's nowhere near as awkward as it actually was. It was the most awkward dinner in the world.
And then to show his complete blindness, Blake says, you know, she's just very blunt, but this is only going to get better.
It's like, it's going to be fine.
Like, 3, 4, 6 months from now, she's going to be used to things. Does Blake not know how people work? People are nicer to you when they first are around you. Y'all.
Here's the thing.
Was so nice to me when we first met as friends. Like, it wasn't till like 8 months till he actually called me an idiot. So, like, if fucking Blake thinks that this bitch is going to get nicer to him in 6 months.
I'm lovely when you first meet me.
I'm like, this is only going to get worse.
Y'all, and here's also the thing. People don't change.
You know what Maya Angelou says, and it's true. People show you who they are when they first meet them.
This is who she is.
Fucking believe them.
This is
y'all,
who she is.
That's a sissy's quote. If you're with people in your life and you're thinking they're going to change for you,
they're not going to change.
Believe them. They are showing you now,
they're not
going to
change for you.
They are showing you now.
If they change, it'll be for them.
You know what? It was like our sissy squad member who said, I'm having a rough day because somebody broke up with me while they were inside me. Did you see that?
I went,
and not laughed. I was like,
laughed because I was shocked.
Well, I was shocked, but to that sissy squatter out there, that asshole showed you who they were, and you were done.
And you're lucky.
And you were lucky.
That he showed you that
At least
soon.
You got some dick from it.
It's true.
Some people. So you got a gift from the universe, and for anybody else out there that you think somebody's treating you shitty, realize someone's giving you the gift of showing you who they are.
They're showing you exactly who they are.
Move on. Move on to better things.
Hey, man, that is a great advice.
Exactly.
They are showing, when they show you who you are, think of it as a gift.
Speaking of
showing someone who they are.
Sinjin.
Y'all, Tania's been showing Sinjin who she is from day one, and this motherfucker's the best sport in the world.
Sinjin, she is giving you all the fucking signs to run.
It's almost like she's trolling him.
It is.
It's almost like, and y'all, we say this up, she is the most hated person on this season.
Y'all.
She's a connoisseur, Rex.
Y'all.
She's awful.
Y'all hate Tania, and we're here for it.
And I'm with you. I hate her every bit as much as
now,
you do.
Now, we don't get...
I despise her.
We don't get as nasty as some other people that do 90-day shows, and we still want to keep it that way in the sissy squad.
I would rather talk about specifics and
maybe
why
don't
I hate
go raw calling people the C word and things like that, even though I just used that word earlier.
I just said Conosaurus Rex.
That's true, we did.
I prefer Conosaurus Rex.
I do like Conosaurus.
It's kind of nicer.
That's nicer. That's like friendlier.
I think so.
But anyway...
So we're going to a big family meeting.
But she kind of deserves it.
Yeah. She's awful. She's absolutely awful.
People are obsessed with her bras, by the way, in the sissy squad. About her ill-fitting bras.
What's happening?
Jake are like, boobs? We don't notice
those.
And
then we notice, we're like, oh, she doesn't wear bras.
But whatever. She's free people.
Yeah, she's got some nice, like, She's got some nice waist hangers.
She does.
They are like just like bolos.
Swing low, sweet titties. Bolos. Wanting to make some milk for babies.
Anyway,
you know,
y'all.
Sinjin just fucking loves to motorboat that shit. Oh, you know that shrimp on that bob, baby.
That's an Australian accent.
It's all the same to me.
Anyway, so there we...
Sinjin, if you like to motorboat...
He definitely does.
Preferably...
Here's the thing.
Preferably a man's butthole. Come at me.
Sinjin loves to do two things more than anything else. Sinjin loves to motorboat titties and cunnilingus. He
y'all,
loves it. He
gets
would
the
bury
best head.
He would bury his head between a woman's
y'all,
legs
come
for days.
Sinjin would he would make you feel like a woman. I mean he makes my man pussy wet.
This episode has gone so far off the rails. It's 3:30 in the AM, it feels like.
It's fine.
Anyway, so the family's there. We meet Mercedes, the grandmother. She's got pink hair, y'all.
She doesn't give a fuck.
And she, if Sinjin does something wrong, grandma gonna cut a bitch.
She will literally cut a bitch because she, my dad says this, where she's like, I'll be the first one to defend my blood. My dad says shit like that, I defend my blood. My kinfolk.
Missy's there, and Missy asks, are we pregnant yet?
Yeah.
Everyone in this family is a fucking troll.
And Sister Ari has a baby with her hot husband,
yeah,
by
Isaiah's
the way.
Hot.
Isaiah.
He can get it.
Come blow your horn at me in my face.
Blow your horn.
Didn't Isaiah blow the horn in the Bible?
You don't know anything about the Bible.
I don't.
He's a prophet. Gabriel blew his horn.
Oh, same thing.
Y'all, I've never known anyone who was raised Catholic who knows so little about actual religion.
I'm kind of like it that way. I'm like Michael. They're all aliens. I just want to say one thing. So Sinjin, which he says he's a little nervous. You can tell he looks nervous. And he says, I'm going to be a white person. I'm going to be the one white person in a
Latin
room
family.
Full of Latin people. Poodle. You've had that experience, and I just want to ask, what was it like the last time you were the only white person
well,
in a room full of Latin people?
It was a little easier because I was just blindfolded, and they came in a room, and I was ass up.
Oh.
So I didn't really have to introduce myself.
You just heard a lot of Spanish, and then as soon as somebody tapped an ass cheek, you just moved your butt that
aquí,
way.
Aquí, aquí, aquí. Al derecha, al derecha.
Al derecha.
And then,
maricón.
And then I came to, and someone came all over me.
Oh,
and
pretty
so,
much.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
So, yeah.
It was, you know, good times.
Sinjin, you'll be fine.
I will say, I want to point in, my least favorite thing was said this episode was, Sinjin, said by our favorite Tania, I literally have a giant clock inside me. No, you don't, because you're not the fucking crocodile from Peter Pan. You don't literally have a fucking clock inside you.
Shmee! Shmee!
Because that would mean that someone stuck a clock up your ass. Literally. Your biological clock is ticking, you stupid fucking bitch.
Y'all. A lot of people, remember when that crocodile was dancing on top of the water, tapping his hands? A lot of people don't know, that crocodile was a dick pig. Another gay character in Disney
lore.
There's
so many.
Because if you look at Captain Hook, he's got big dick face.
He does. I agree with that.
He's got a huge big dick face. And you know that Shmee and that crocodile were just fighting for that Captain Hook dick.
Just like drawing lots.
Peter Pan.
Anyway, the phrase literally. This is Tania's the girl who uses the phrase literally in everything, even when she knows it makes no sense.
And
God, she needs to die.
Tania is the girl that invites her boyfriend to come for 90 days and then leaves to take a fucking herbalism
course. I
want to
throw myself out a window.
I believe in herbalism. Jake and I have an herbalist. We believe in that
it's
shit.
So LA. But you don't go when you have a 90-day fiancé because that means you only have a 60-day fiancé.
Yeah.
And 60 days, 90 days is not long enough to get married. 60 days is definitely not long enough to get married.
If you're this, again, Sinjin, people show you who you are when they meet them.
Yep.
This is a red flag, and this is literally an indicator that Tania will never put you first in your life ever.
She's also, ever. I feel like this is self-sabotage. Ever. I feel like this is on her part.
She is a bit of a self-sabotager.
And I feel like she's trying
so
to do
it. Narcissistic. No, she's not narcissistic. She's one of those people that she's so anxiety-driven that she just can't, like we said before, she can't sit in the moment and enjoy what she
Agreed.
Has.
Agreed. Yeah.
Anyway, Sinjin.
That is
move
it
on.
For these motherfuckers. That's all I've got.
Poodle, what is your straight people be crazy?
My straight people be crazy. I've forgotten because this episode was 4 hours long.
I'll do mine. I remember mine. All right. My straight people be crazy is when Anna is literally fucking crying in a wedding dress saying, I don't know if I'm making the right decision. And then her straight friend looks at her right in the face and says, it's all going to be okay. It's going to be good. Straight people be crazy because if you were with your gay best friend, they would look at you and say, bitch, you need to fucking get out of this marriage. They would go give you a makeover.
It's true.
They would take off your moles. You would get rid of that dress. And the next thing you know, in a week later, you would feel better about your life.
I forgot what mine was. Where is it? Oh, I know what it was. Mine was straight people be crazy because if I had invited my fiance and they just came in from Finland and they looked like a male version of that, which is basically a hot body, you would not see us for several weeks because we'd be held up in the Roosevelt fucking like wild dogs. My friends would not know they existed for
weeks.
It's true. Straight people be crazy.
They'd
straight
be crazy.
People, yeah.
Because that bitch wants a green card.
She does.
By her sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's only 10 minutes away.
10 minutes away. Yo.
Oh, he's the stupid. Yo, I don't know. God, is Blake the stupidest or is it Robert? They're all stupid in different ways. Blake and Emily are stupid in the same way. They're just naive.
You know what it is? Because even like, we're not going to get into this because I don't want to speculate, but some people think Blake's gay or what. We don't know. We don't.
I find that the least and most interesting
I think
thing
he
about
just,
him.
Like we said, he doesn't know who he is.
That I agree
And I
with.
Think Emily doesn't really know who he is because they're both young and they have a naivete.
Yeah.
Robert is fucking old enough to know better. So I think he's still ding, 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 winner, chicken dinner.
He's so stupid.
He's so stupid.
Why are you coming at me?
Speaking
anyway.
Of coming at us, y'all, we're going to do a segment that we forgot about last week and didn't have
we
a lot of time.
Have time.
This show is going to be so long because Poodle talked about his mother for 20 minutes.
No!
I enjoyed it. It's fine. We're going to do our sissy shout-outs.
Yes, we are. Okay, you have G, I believe.
Oh, G. Okay. Oh, okay. So we're doing G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're doing G, H,
I,
and J today.
You have G and I. I have H
okay.
and J.
My first sissy shout out is Marilyn G. Her last name is G.
Marilyn G.
G. We don't say last names. It rhymes with something you watch online. It's called You Something. And her name starts with the G and that last thing that rhymes. But we're not going to say last
we're
name.
We're really terrible about this.
Anyway, y'all, Marilyn. We love Marilyn. Okay, so Marilyn is known in the community for her side sweat bang.
Ooh.
It looks impeccable. She wears a side,
a good side
she
sweat
wears
bang.
A side sweat bang better than anybody. It's like people ooh and awe her like Rachel from 1994.
Ooh, I love
y'all,
Rachel.
She is a devoted mother. She is also a lot of people don't know this. She is a underground Tupperware salesman.
Oh.
For people who are ashamed of buying Tupperware, she actually will sell them Tupperware and also will distribute poppers to some of the swingers in the community.
Oh, I love a good
popper
salesman.
She's not a swinger, but she's open to it.
She's helping people.
She's just a free folk. She's
okay with a lifestyle.
She's not closed-minded at all. And also, y'all, she owns stock in Aveda hair care for men because her son, I don't know his name, but he's cute as a bug. Her son's hair always is spiked up and looks so cute when he goes to school that she literally goes through a jar of hair gel a day. Nobody knows that.
That's lovely.
And that's Marilyn G.
Our next Who's shout out. My next is Sarah H.
H.
And it's H. I can't. We're not going to say last names, but it rhymes with bows.
Okay.
So Sarah H. rhymes with bows.
How now, brown cow?
So Sarah H. has the most beautiful baby named Schmanelope. and this baby is gorgeous. So and Sarah enters this baby in lots of pageants. Mm-hmm. And not many people know it that the baby actually has a very impressive singing voice.
Really?
And sang and won a pageant with from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, I've written a letter to Daddy.
Ooh,
and that's a good one. I've written a letter to Daddy. It's a creepy song. But Penelope won with that.
Wow.
And to celebrate it, they went to the Dairy Queen.
Mm.
And because
I love a dipped cone.
And because Penelope is so amazing, she's back there fucking making dip cones for everybody.
Mm.
And then straight, this is the sad part of it. Then then they got botulism from it, and then got a whole settlement from Dairy Queen.
Good
after
for them.
It.
So they're rich as fuck now.
Exactly.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Hashtag botulism's worth it.
It's just, you only sick for like 3 days.
Just 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you're rich forever.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Anyway, that's Sarah H.
Well, my next sissy shout out that's an I is Isaac B as in boy. All right. Isaac B as in boy. It rhymes with heavens. Isaac B as in boy rhymes with heavens. And you know what? It's kind of fitting and appropriate because, and this is true, Isaac is a vicar at St. John the Baptist Episcopal Church.
That's lovely.
He is a vicar. And you know what? But also, he's a holy man because, you know what? He runs a whole camp. He likes to raise money in the community. And he had a whole charity called Hand Jobs for Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
He's kind of
giving back.
He is giving back. And a lot of people don't know it, but he and about four other women, other dick pigs in the community, they raised $12,000 last year for St. Jude's.
Just,
you know what? A cause is a cause.
It's in the Lord's service.
It's in the Lord's service.
And you're helping everybody because people are coming.
It's true. Also, a lot of people don't know this about Isaac B., but he actually is the voice right now of Kermit the Frog.
I did not know that either.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We find out something.
Find out something.
My second shout out is to Jordana.
Just say her last name. She doesn't fucking care.
Jordana Riggs.
Jordana Riggs.
She was, well, and she.
I had a friend.
She did our sissy Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And not many people know that Jordana was big on the Renaissance Fair circuit.
Oh, really?
So much so
she
that
must
they,
have titties.
They all called her Two Cups because her boobs hung out so low.
Oh.
Two Cups. Boom, boom.
They called her Jordana Riggs with the big old tig.
With the big old tig.
Big old tig.
Anyway, she got tired of serving mead to people for so long. She got tired of having that circuit. But then, strangely enough, this is strange to happen, but there was a vampire that was let loose in the Renaissance Fair.
Mm.
Then she got turned by the vampire and then became his dark harlot for quite a while.
I love a dark harlot.
Me too. Now she has a baby and she somehow got unvampired.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we're just dropping that plot point of the story. That just happened easily.
And you know what she does?
What?
She has her whole new baby food line of half vampire babies.
Mm-hmm. I know what happened though. You forgot. She's friends with Isaac B. rhymes with heaven.
Yes.
And she gave a jack off for Jesus, and it saved her soul
That's
so she
it.
Could have a baby.
Thank you for that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we just want to...
I just want to... That's exactly what happened.
That's. I just want to remind everybody these
100% factual.
Sissy shoutouts are 100% factual, according to
and
us.
And I dare you to come at me if they're not.
Come. Speaking of coming at us, y'all, y'all can come at us in any of our other shows at sissythattalk.com.
We have our Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm
Southern
podcast.
Charm. We've got our... Speaking of witchery, we've got our... Bitchcraft. We got a Sabrina podcast.
We don't know when they're going to do it again.
Hopefully
but,
soon.
We've got River Males, which is our Riverdale podcast.
Yes, and that show is horrible.
It's
again.
Bad.
And then we got Old Dear Maddie shows if you want
Not
some
Not our
advice.
Show. Riverdale's bad.
Riverdale's bad. Yes, Riverdale's bad.
And y'all
bad.
Can find all about, hopefully, the new live shows that we're doing and all of our March. Sorry,
our
merch.
March.
And all of our
y'all,
March.
It's 3:45 in the
it's
morning.
It's 3:45 in the a.m. And you can go to sissythattalk.com.
And you'll see the merch button.
Merch
and just
button.
Click on that. I don't think we have any other news except for check out our cameos. Jake is at...
I am at Jake It or Fake It. You want an impression or you want to read me or if you just want a nice thing for me to say.
And I'm at the Matt Mar, 2 T's, 2 R's. Those are going to be in the show note links. Any other...
We talked
about
review.
That. There's our Patreon, y'all. We appreciate that so much. So you can listen to the podcast or you can watch the watch along. And in addition, if you do that top tier, the watch along, you can also get the new...
Our free...
Once a month.
Not free, sorry.
Our free... Our once a month bisexual.
Bi-curious. It's 3 in the morning.
I said bisexual and it just felt weird.
Weird. Our bi-curious episode on Welcome to Plathville, which is going to come out
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, y'all, you know what Poodle loves?
A review.
He loves a review. Even if you don't know what to say, just leave 5 stars and write, keep
going
Queens. We love it. And remember, people, y'all, we talk about these people because they are lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
And remember, if you're going... I'm so tired. Sorry. And remember, if you're looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé, call us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.